All of us carry a lot of hard, and we can name any of these buckets that is hard in our life, whether it's relationships, finances, health, you know, career, loneliness, parenting, and they all mount up. And I just had 12 different boxes, like shoe boxes, that had these names of hard things on them and just held them. And it just can feel so overbearing and so overwhelming. And you can just stop. I just need to breathe. This is too much. And it is too much. So I placed them down and just asked, you know what the Lord says, how we're supposed to handle our hard? 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you.
Welcome to The Weekly, a podcast brought to you by Calvary Bible Church. I'm your host, Amy Drake, and I have on the couch with me today, Jenny Fleetmeyer and Lori Wirth. We're going to share a little bit about what happened last weekend at our women's retreat. But if you'd like to find out more about what's happening at Calvary, go to calvarybible.com, get connected, stay connected, and find out what's happening on your campus. Jenny and Lori, thanks for being here. Pretty exciting to have a women's takeover of the weekly.
Woo-hoo! Let's go.
So we're going to talk a little bit about what we did with 200 women from all three campuses up in Estes Park last weekend. So our theme was Called to Hope. And just a little bit about as we started to get together and talk about months and months and months ago, we all came together and said, what do you think should be our theme for the retreat this year? And the Lord really made it clear what we should be talking about. So when you came to that meeting, what did each of you kind of come with in your hearts that you thought the Lord had laid on?
You go first.
Well, I would definitely say the word hope had come up for me. I wanted... I mean, it's just hard. Life is tough, and we all could use more hope, right? And so I definitely had that as one thing on my heart. Where it went and the direction it went to wasn't necessarily where I thought we would go, but it was awesome. So, yeah, and then Whitney really had a thought on where to go with it. What were you thinking when you came in?
I think reflecting on that time, I, too, was so impressed by the Holy Spirit that had prepared each of our hearts, because all of us came in with this notion of, I think women need to be encouraged and met in their hard and meeting Jesus in that place and finding hope no matter circumstances was really like all of our to kind of take away from that day. So it was pretty clear from the beginning that that's where we needed to land and where we're going to spend the next several months preparing.
I agree. And it was really sweet. It didn't take very long for that group to nail down, to nail down just rising hope, living hope, enduring hope, and then rejoicing in hope. And that's actually where our four sessions went. So Jenny, you were our initial speaker. So you kicked off that Friday night with this hope rising. And so can you share just a little bit about maybe what you shared with us that night?
Gosh, there's so much. I think initially it was really important to lay the foundation of what wishful thinking was versus biblical hope. And kind of establish, like, we're not talking about hope rooted in circumstances, right? We're talking about a biblical hope that really is rooted in the character and promises of Jesus Christ and making that abundantly clear. And then for the rest of the weekend, we really wanted women to kind of name their hard and put it in its proper place, which is at the foot of the cross, and then claim their hope to be in Jesus Christ, no matter their circumstances, but because of the name of Jesus. So the rising hope, really my overarching message was really with Christ at the root, your belief in Christ, with Christ as the root, hope would be the fruit. Yeah. But when anything other than Christ is at the root of your life, specifically ourselves, our pride, our control, our worries, whatever it is, there is no fruit. And so really inviting women to kind of lift their eyes to Jesus for their hope to rise. Lift their eyes for hope to rise. So that is kind of a little snapshot of kind of where we started.
I have to add in the thing that she added in there. I can't stop thinking about the Holy Hurl.
Talk about that. I when we were putting the booklet together, I just saw the line, the Holy Hurl, and I said,
what is
Tell
this
me more about what's going on there.
Oh, absolutely. So all of us carry a lot of hard. Mm-hmm. And we can name any of these buckets that is hard mm-hmm. in our life, whether it's relationships, finances, health, you know, career, loneliness, parenting, and they all mount up. And I just had 12 different boxes, like shoe boxes, that had these names of hard things on them and just held them. And it just can feel so overbearing mm-hmm. and so overwhelming. And you can just stop. I just need to breathe. This is too much. And it is too much.
It is.
So I placed them down and just asked, you know what the Lord says, how we're supposed to handle our hard? 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. Mm-hmm. And I did a little short word study on this word cast, and it literally means to throw, to aggressively dump, to chuck far. And I said, to wholly hurl. And I picked back up the boxes and I said, do you know what this looks like, ladies? And I chucked all these 12 shoe boxes off the stage yeah. violently.
Yes.
And just as this reminder that God mm-hmm. doesn't say, just gently give it to me or put it right beside you in my lap. He says, no, throw it far from yourself so that mm-hmm. you can't touch it. And I love this idea of he doesn't want us to worry and carry the weight of the hard. Yes, we need to be responsible and take action and do things about it to tend to things. But he really wants us to transfer all of that heavy over to him yeah. so that we cannot touch it. And I mean, we're very capable women that like to run over and pick up those hard things again and hold them again and tend to them and worry about them. And it's almost every day, and maybe multiple times a day, you're doing this holy hurl of casting it on him so that he can carry the worry of it and the weight of it while we'll do our part. Mm-hmm. So really trying to convey putting our hope in its proper place and putting our hard in its proper place.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
good.
It was super convicting for me personally mm-hmm. when you picked up one of those boxes and you brought it back over and you set it on that piano. It was just right there, you yeah. know? It's like, oh, that's where I like to keep one mm-hmm. of my little hard things is just right here. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to keep those there just, you know, in case you forgot
yes.
that this is one of my things or, you know what, things are going pretty good. Surely it can't be that good. Oh, but I still have my little thing
right,
that's right. here, you know?
I'm still in
and
control.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that was really, that mm-hmm. really spoke to me that night. And so I was, yeah, it was an excellent way mm-hmm. to kick off our evening.
Mm-hmm. High energy. It was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can mm-hmm. we talk a little bit about our worship team?
Oh,
for this weekend.
Yes, please.
Beautiful.
I mean, those women chose songs that just spoke deeply to us. Mm-hmm. And I joke that, you know, we're going to record the CD, but if you've yeah. ever been in a room of 200 women lifting their voices yeah. in worship to mm-hmm. a God who is worthy, mm-hmm. man, it was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
So beautiful.
It was beautiful.
That was some of my favorite times.
Yeah. We had three-part harmony. We had
gorgeous
guitar. We had a drummer.
We had
a drummer this year.
I know.
It was mm-hmm. beautiful.
I know. That cello, I told Helen, our cello player, I said that groaning of the cello just sometimes feels like my soul, that groan to the Lord, you know, sitting in the front row, I could actually feel it in my chest. It was beautiful, beautiful.
It really was.
So yeah. So then we went to Saturday where we mm-hmm. heard from Whitney Kelly mm-hmm. from our Thornton campus mm-hmm. and then Jennifer Rubel from our Erie campus. Mm-hmm. And boy, they just talked about living hope. And Whitney really nailed down just the solidifying truth mm-hmm. that Christ is the living hope.
That's right.
It was beautiful yeah. how she compared God as a living hope to idols.
Yeah.
That don't have, they're not alive. They don't breathe. Mm-hmm. They don't move. They're not doing anything. Mm-hmm. It was a really lovely walk through Psalms to show us
yeah.
that living hope. He mm-hmm. is our living hope. Mm-hmm. And we might throw that term around, but to really get it, mm-hmm. to really understand that he is on the move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's doing something.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. She did a beautiful job.
I think I was struck with, there was just an obvious distinction of why in the world would you put your hope in a dead thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or dead anything.
Right.
And for her to share her testimony and her story
mm-hmm. yeah.
was really powerful and relatable to so many of us in the room that have, oh, that just the thing that you love most and that being tampered with, if you will, or threatened, and then realizing, oh, that's not where my hope is supposed to be.
Right.
It's supposed to be in something, in someone who's unchanging. And
even
cannot.
Good, even a good thing.
Yep.
Right?
Like, yeah, absolutely.
Beautiful musical ability. Her hope's not in that either. It's a beautiful gift, but it's the giver.
Yep.
Yeah.
Giver's who we
That's
need.
That's right.
And there are so many things in this world that promise us hope that are so empty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then Jennifer moved us that evening to enduring hope. So it's not just a, we're going to hurl this off and life is good. We put our confidence in this living hope, but it is a practice, a conscious practice on our part.
Yes, it
but the confidence that we can have that living hope is enduring and it goes on despite our circumstances.
Yes.
I loved when Jennifer said that sadness and pain and hope can exist in the same heart.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man, hope that was so powerful.
And grief are companions.
Yeah.
You know, they need each other and they are with one another.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was super powerful. And I have to say her analogy that I loved about the end of the story, where you read a book. I have to admit I've done it too, where you peek at the end just to make sure that character is still alive and kicking. I don't need to know what they're doing, but I want to know they're still there. So you take a little peek at the end of the book and somehow you can read the book with peace. Mm-hmm. The chapter can get crazy and conflict can get brewing and all of it, just like our lives.
Mm-hmm. You know
we know the end of the story.
Yeah.
So even if the chapters are all crazy, we know how it's going to end. I loved that analogy. I thought that was such a good reminder.
Yeah, it really resonated with a lot of us.
It did.
I also really appreciated just her emphasis on God's presence being so secure and his plan being sure, therefore hope can endure. Like it's because of his presence in our lives and his plan. We don't always know it, but we know it ends really great.
Yeah.
You know, that we can endure whatever comes our way, therefore our hope can endure.
Yeah.
What beautiful just anchors to like live on and
absolutely
and in those difficult times, you know, she talked about doing that exchange, you know, where it's not like we just toss off this hard thing and then here we are sitting waiting and wondering our hands empty, but that it is an exchange. God, let me give you this thing where I feel like I don't have any hope, and you are going to, in exchange, give me something better.
That's right.
Something that will sustain me, something that will, you know, move me forward. Mm-hmm. It was really, really an encouraging end to that full day. And then we wrapped up on Sunday morning while all of our men who were here at home worshiping and holding down the communion fort. We joked that the communion crew here at the Erie campus was all men because the women were having a holy communion experience at the end of Lori's talk. So Lori, you talked about rejoicing in hope.
Rejoicing hope. And just like it just fed right into the rising hope, living hope, enduring hope. Then the overflow is the joy when you can land there. And again, it's not, as you know, Paul says, to find contentment and joy in all circumstances. It's not the circumstance. It's in Christ,
right?
It's no matter what's happening. So we can hold on to joy. We can actually be full of joy because we know the end of the book, because we know that our hope is in a living God. Because we know his presence is there and his plan is great. And the thing that I loved when I was kind of putting it together and thinking about what does it mean to rejoice in hope, it's taking Jesus. He says, he promised his disciples, he promises us that he will give us his joy. So we can ask him to expand that and give us his joy no matter what's going on in our life. We have that undercurrent of, and so I felt like we needed to celebrate because being a Christian is kind of a big deal.
It is.
We got a good thing going.
Yes,
here,
we do.
It's the best.
So we took our communion together as a community and we sang together after we took the bread and honored his broken body and remembered. And then we had the blood with the juice and we toasted Jesus. Mm-hmm. A toast to Jesus as a community. It was really special. Mm-hmm. And then we got to sing the joy. What is it? Joy in the house of the
There's
Lord.
There's joy oh, yeah. in the house
joy
of the Lord.
Joy in the house of the Lord. And it was like, it was just a celebration and it you was. Could feel the joy. Mm-hmm. No circumstances changed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Nothing was different. Mm-hmm. Just our hearts that we were full of joy and hope because of what we'd gone through together. It was really
You know
beautiful.
What you had us do that I thought was really meaningful? And yes, you know what I'm going to say.
I do.
I really appreciated when we passed the bread.
Oh, yeah.
That it was a total community moment that we got to look to the person beside us and serve them communion and look them in the eyes and say the body of Christ broken for you.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. Oh, it was just beautiful.
Really I love that because it's you for communion. Mm-hmm. We're doing it together, mm-hmm. and there's something really powerful. That was, I think, the thing that overrode the whole weekend was just the community.
Yeah.
Three campuses coming together mm-hmm. to worship and fellowship and laugh and have fun and learn and yep. commune together. It was really special, yeah. really special weekend.
We had kind of a opportunity throughout the weekend in a couple different ways to pray for one another. Mm-hmm. And just as, you know, I joked as Saturday went along, I got a little tired. I got a little tender, you know.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And I think that there maybe was a little fatigue to that. I think also mm-hmm. God was really working on my heart mm-hmm. in some areas. And so we had a prayer team that was up front, much like we do in our worship services. Mm-hmm. We had an opportunity for them to drop a prayer card in a box and then also scan a QR code. I mean, mm-hmm. there was no excuse for you not to get prayer this weekend. Mm-hmm. But I really appreciated just their steady and constant presence. Mm-hmm. They were always available. Mm-hmm. I saw them grab a woman in the hallway, mm-hmm. you know, and
so
just,
lovely.
Yeah, it really was. And so I think because being faithful in prayer is a shaping value here at Calvary. Mm-hmm. I think that that was really demonstrated well by all of the women. They mm-hmm. prayed with one another. It wasn't just our prayer team.
Yeah. And then the big banner.
Yes, the hope wall. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we had installed on the wall outside of our meeting room just a big banner. It said Called to Hope. We had all these cute little picture frames printed on it. And we just encouraged women to go out there and write down either somewhere where they are really searching for hope
yeah.
or somewhere where they this weekend maybe found some hope.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the weekend to stand there and look at it, to see women walk up, put their yep. hand on a sister's need
yep.
and pray for it.
Mm-hmm.
There were no names on that banner.
Nope.
We do not know who those needs belonged to. Mm-hmm. But we then took it down. We rolled it up. We brought it back with us. And we actually have it hanging in the staff Aww, offices upstairs.
Sweet.
Yeah. So that we can just continue to be reminded and to pray for those needs.
That's right.
Because we all need hope.
Mm-hmm. So true.
And some of them are in the small things today,
mm-hmm.
but they will be big things mm-hmm. another day.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them were really big things that were written on that hope mm-hmm. wall. And by God's grace, he will bring hope.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be a testimony to that. And mm-hmm. so I think that was a really sweet way for us to give it to the Lord.
Yeah.
Open our hands and say, That's God, right. this is yours.
That's right.
And then just to see, I'm not alone.
Mm-mm.
You
yes.
know, I feel like my thing is huge. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of big things
That's right.
on this wall.
And I think, too, the other message that I felt was all the way through from Friday night to Sunday morning was we're not pretending to have joy or
right.
pretending to have hope. It's Mm-mm. authentic,
mm-hmm.
even though things are tough. It's not mm-hmm. an easy path. There's a lot of things, health challenges, mm-hmm. family not walking with the Lord, just whatever. So mm-hmm. many things, singleness, loneliness, that mm-hmm. people would like it to be different. Mm-hmm. So many things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yet we can be authentic in that mm-hmm. because we're not pretending like that's not there. That's mm-hmm. still there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we can be honest and clear about that and realize that we have hope
mm-hmm.
and we can even have joy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, that was, I think, a big part of it too. Being able to write that on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I used the QR code and mm-hmm. asked for prayer, and they even followed up with me, which I thought was really precious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, because that just felt really neat. Mm-hmm. There's no way you couldn't get prayer if you didn't
right.
want it.
That's
if you
right.
It,
that's right. Right. That's right.
It was
prayed
very
for.
Special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, ladies, one of the things that we did after our large group sessions each time was we got together as a small group
mm-hmm.
And just had some discussion. Maybe shared a little bit. You guys wrote great discussion questions for us that were a real jumping off point for deeper discussion, but also deeper connection. Mm-hmm. So each of you were in a small group.
Mm-hmm.
So would you share, Jenny, why don't we start with you? Just share something about kind of what happened in your small group.
Oh, yeah. I am a huge believer that, you know, what is said on stage is one thing. But what happens in small groups is really where I feel life on life, Holy Spirit working, being inspired from one another, ironing, sharpening iron. And I just loved my small group. Yeah. Not I say it was the best small group. No. I think what struck me was, yes, the vulnerability, and yes, the cinnamon rolls and the cookies and all the good stuff.
It was a nice touch, wasn't
it? So good. I think I was just struck and deeply encouraged that I'd say at least half my small group, probably four of the, I don't know, six to eight of us, were not retreat people. They were like, because we asked, you know, why are you here?
Sure.
What made you come to the retreat? And they're like, I've never done this before. This is totally outside of my comfort zone. Or I'm brand new to Calvary. Or I have a friend that invited me. I know one person. And they're not even in their small group. Mm-hmm. And how brave it is to come to a place that you don't know people. Now, honestly, we're obviously a very kind community. But also them going, I'm so glad I came. Like, I like my bed a lot, and I like my mm-hmm. home a lot, and I'm a creature comfort.
Yeah.
But to go kind of out of your comfort zone and risk a little bit in a really fun way really was worth it for these women that came.
Yeah.
And even for someone like me who feels like I know quite a few people, I feel like I could sit next to anyone in that room and just enjoy conversation,
sure.
meaningful conversation, I made new friends.
Yay.
You just, like, when you get yourself out there and you just start talking and connecting, the Lord has a gift for you.
Yeah.
And I was really happy, especially for those that had never done something like this. This is a first retreat ever, because it was a really positive experience and something that they were glad they came.
Good.
You know?
That's great.
Yeah.
Lori, you brought a crew from the Boulder
yes,
campus.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
So were you in small group with your Boulder ladies?
I was.
Okay,
yeah, I was
so how was that?
Groups. It was lovely. It was neat because I knew everybody in the group mm-hmm. because I go to nighttime and morning studies mm-hmm. and all that, but they didn't know each other.
Oh.
And so it was really fun to have them meet each other and get to know each other. And I feel like the small group is where the talks really did come alive
mm-hmm.
because you can take it, the discussion questions took it to a place where you make it practical, make it, how does this work for me? And we had the best discussions, mm-hmm. truly. And the group definitely wants to get together again because it was a start of something.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, we kind of got knit together a little bit, mm-hmm. talking about our hopes and our mm-hmm. hards
mm-hmm.
and just how do we do that? And that's another thing that I think was a huge thing throughout the weekend was community. I think mm-hmm. I mentioned that earlier, but just the whole idea of we need each other
yeah.
in this.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, we've got Christ, but we can do it with each other. We mm-hmm. can support each other and encourage each other. And the small groups were really special. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed those.
Yeah.
You know, I have to also just say, much of what we've shared is pretty intense. It's pretty,
well, yeah.
pretty like, this is heavy stuff. Mm-hmm. And we're getting to the heart of life.
Mm-hmm.
But the retreat was offset. Was so much fun.
There was a lot of fun.
I know.
We had a lot of fun.
Right back
a lot
at
of
you.
Giggling.
Share some of the fun.
We did.
Like,
we were invited to join a hike,
uh-huh.
which I was able to share my maybe love of hike, my idea of hiking versus the Calvary Wilderness idea of hiking. So the Calvary Wilderness team led a hike that was
beautiful.
Several miles in the beautiful, I mean,
to
we
a
started
lake.
Out, yeah, we started out in Estes where the weather could not have been more perfect.
Bluebird day.
I mean, they had this beautiful hike, and I joked that my idea of hiking is weighted hiking, which is a shopping bag in each hand at the outlet malls. We did not actually get to do that hike this weekend, but we had bunko. We had nap time, which was the time that I availed myself of, was nap time, but just lots of opportunities.
Craft time.
Yeah. We made the most beautiful bookmarks. Craft, yes, that kind of mimicked our environment and our artwork.
But a stretching morning.
But yes. Oh, my goodness, the stretching. I think we need a bigger room next time for the stretching.
Everyone was up for stretching.
So, yeah.
And then Saturday night.
Saturday night, we had a Hope is Alive dance party.
Oh, yes.
Yes, where thankfully the girls that put together the playlist kept in mind the average age of the attendees, and they were all our greatest high school hits, which was really, really fun. Those of us who did not, had not mastered the church clap previously did that. Yes, we have that down.
We had probably a 75 person conga line.
Yes.
Okay, can I say something about the conga line?
Yes, please.
Just because it's pretty hilarious. So my friend and I were kind of a gal from the Erie campus. She and I were boogieing.
Yeah.
And we saw somebody across the room. And I go, oh, there she is. Let's go over there. So I put my hands on her shoulder to lead her through the crowd to our friend. And all of a sudden, we were starting a conga line. It wasn't intentional.
That's how it happens.
And I'm like, Christy, we have people behind us. Yeah. I guess we're leading the line now. Yes. It was so hilarious because we were just trying to get to the other side of the room.
So good.
But everybody joined in, and it was very cute.
It was. It was really, really fun. So, we had deep spiritual conversations. And we also had a lot of laughter and a lot of fun. And, you know, Calvary Women, we talk about connecting, belonging, and investing. And I think that all of those things happened through the fun time, the relaxation, the personal reflection time with Jesus, and then also our large group teaching. So, that was really a fun part of it.
Yep.
And it was pretty much, I was telling the staff that it went off without a hitch. And then I remembered one little thing.
What was it?
We didn't have hot water for
one morning.
Right.
That first 200 morning. Women with cold showers.
Well, cold exposure.
That's right. That's right.
Cold
plunge. Saturday morning, we did wake up to, we had a friend text us and say, hey, I don't have any hot water. I said, girl, just come on over to our room. You can take a shower. And then we turned our shower on and discovered that None of us had water. Yeah. But you know what? Not one complaint.
We all just took it in stride.
We did. We did. And when we took that hot shower, it was like the love of God washing over us. It was pretty sweet. It was pretty sweet. So that was a really great part of it for sure.
I really enjoy the destination. It's just absolutely gorgeous up there with the deer and the elk and the mountains and the blue sky.
I know.
It's really just is the cornerstone of all of it.
True.
You know, of just being in his creation.
And it's so close.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
When you jump in the car and it says it's, 35 miles?
Yeah.
You think, why am I not here all the time?
I know, right?
All the time. But yeah, it's a pretty special location for sure. Mm-hmm. So our theme verse that we kind of used for that entire weekend, that theme passage, was 1 Peter 1:3-5. Mm-hmm. And just as we wrap up our time here together, I felt it was really appropriate that I shared that.
Love it.
And it just says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to his great mercy. He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, for me, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
Amen.
I know. Amen is right. Yeah. Amen is right. So, ladies, it was a privilege to just hit the highlights of this weekend with you. All of our campuses have really beautiful women's ministries. And so thank you for coming and just sharing a little bit about what's happening. If you are interested in getting involved at Calvary with women's ministry or any ministry, again, please visit calvarybible.com. There's plenty of opportunities to get involved. We'd love to pray for you. You can share prayer requests on our website, but please join us. We look forward to seeing you very soon.